Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining me this morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and as always, we say thank you as we start your week off with the Mindfulness Meditation live at 7:15 a.m. It is Monday, September 18th. The month is almost over with. Where has it gone already? Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day if you're celebrating a birthday, and we are celebrating it with you. And let us also keep in mind the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated, those are who experiencing chaos and confusion all over the world. Let us keep them all in prayer because we all need some prayer. Okay. Today's topic, broadcasting live from Seoul, Korea, our executive producer, Naima Latif of OnAirEverywhere.com. And the media connection is in Seoul, Korea this morning with the HWPL Peace Conference. And she'll be broadcasting live from there at 7:30. We'll have two principals from Lesotho. We'll have people from all over the world, but my guest today will be two principals that she met. And from Lesotho, a little place that I visited when I was in South Africa in 97, so it would be interesting to talk to them. So we will be joined by them at 7:30. And if you're listening online and you'd like to comment, we'd love to hear your comments. You can simply type them in the Facebook or YouTube page on Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our social media pages. Did I say Facebook.com? Yeah, I did. Higher Learning TV Show. And on my Instagram, Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. And it's a Chuck Willery thing. Y'all wouldn't know about that. Date myself, right? Okay, anyway. Be sure and check out new Instagram page, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later, but right now it is time for your traffic and weather update if you are headed out and about this morning. Traffic and weather sponsored by ITEC. Yeah, looks like Lakeshore Drive did it. Traffic and weather sponsored by ITEC.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur in need of supplies or anything you can think of that you can buy anywhere else, big box, Amazon, anywhere, you can get it at ITEX and pay barter dollars, not your hard-earned dollars. And you can get $100 to go shopping immediately if you mention the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. That's an old Rich Piggy joke. And be sure to get that $100 bonus. You got to use that promo code. You can go anywhere in the continental USA, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, Caribbean, anywhere you can go. So if you're headed out and about today, low 60s, high 70s, I look forward to that high 70s because right now I'm looking at the clouds and they are not looking good. But anyway, it's still a good day. There is on Metra at 5100 South on the Yard, the Rock Island service has been delayed due to a police investigation, so expect delays there. No reported delays on the CTA. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 47 minutes in, almost going on an hour there, 31 outbound. On the Eden's 31 in, 24 out. On the Eisenhower, your usual delays, 29 in, 24 out. On the Stevenson, there's an accident at 50th Street. Due to delays there, 31 in, 24 out. On the Dan Ryan, there's an accident at 35th Street, too. Expect delays due to police activity there. 20 minutes inbound on the Ryan, 15 on the outbound. On the Bishop Ford, the 130th Street is closed due to a water main break and some flooding there. So expect delays if you're on the Bishop Ford, 19 in, 13 out. And due south of Lakeshore Drive, it's 9 minutes in, 12 out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITEX.com. Remember to use that promo code ZELDA in order to get your discount. Use the promo code to get that $100 to go shopping right away. And be sure and check out DiabeticDonut.com if you are one of the people who have been overeating a little bit too much. It says 1 in 4 people have diabetes. Did you know that? I did not know that. The numbers have increased exponentially. So go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free information there, because I had diabetes, and if I can get rid of diabetes, anybody can. But let me tell you this, it's not a quick fix. It took me like a year to do that. So when you go to diabeticdonut.com, you'll see the free download. But in the meantime, in between time, let us give you your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And it says, Monday, September 18th, courageous conversations. When you participate in any conversation, it is up to you to decide if you will add value to the exchange. Will you inspire, spark thinking, support healing? Or will you be an instigator that provokes contention, multiplies hurt feelings, or diminishes someone else's cry to be seen and loved? Courageous conversations call for me to be open, selfless, grounded in truth principles, loving in words and body language. It requires a listening heart, a closed mouth, and creating space for honoring and healing to arise. When I operate from this space, the Holy Spirit shows up as intuition. I love that. Shows up as intuition. How many of us ignore our intuition? Courageous conversations. Call for me to be open, selfless, grounded in truth principles, loving in words and body and language. It requires a listening heart, a closed mouth, and creating a space for honoring and healing to arise. When I operate from this space, the Holy Spirit shows up as intuition and orderly knowledge. There is an exchange of ideas, a tolerance for shared humanity, and a flow of tender compassion. God, may I be slow to judge, quick to apologize, and let go for a greater good. What the Lord says, that is what I will say, Numbers 24 and 13. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation from Mike House. And I hope you enjoy that and share it with someone, because I certainly enjoy sharing it with you this morning. And I'd also love to share with you a Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Are you ready? Let's get ready. How about that? Alrighty now. So it is 7:12. And we are a little bit, excuse me. Oh, reminder to set those DVDs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And 24/7 on the World Wide Web on Higher Learning TV show. And if you are, excuse me, on social media, Instagram, to be exact, you probably know about the Homeless Project. Well, just in case you don't, let me tell you just a little bit about it. The Homeless Project is a result of me, of my little brother, Douglas Robinson, being murdered in Tent City. And all these people showed up, homeless people, unhoused people showed up at his funeral. And I did not know that there were so many homeless people until I started doing the research. And as a result of that, this is what I discovered. They're in need, and we can't wait on the government because the government doesn't care. You see, we got all these immigrants over here, and not hating on anybody, I'm just stating facts, and they can find housing for them, but they can't find housing for the people that are already here. Something just is not right with that. I don't know what. It just don't sit right with me. Anyway, so if you go to our Instagram page, Instagram.com/HLN-homeless-project, you will see this video here. Actually, you'll see a lot of videos. And this is Naima. She's in Korea this morning. She, as you can see, at the airport, she was picked up. I just thought that was so cute. Yeah, she sent it. I had to share it with you. And if you go here to our page, you will see people are always donating stuff. We appreciate that.
Oh, wow. Men and women.
Women.
Oh, wow. What size are they?
Mostly 10 or 9 and a half.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. There was a lot of women out there today, so.
It's over in
13
minutes
anyway.
So,
courtesy of Val
Thurcock.
We appreciate
that. All right, so those are my Big Whisk buddies out in Glenwood. So if you go to the page, you'll see a whole lot more there for the homeless project. We're always accepting donations in order to help feed them. So that's what you'll see when you go there. But there's a morning detox there. I thought you'd appreciate that. And just go to the page. You'll see. You will see there are pages there. You'll see them there. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd share that with you. So right about now, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So be sure and check it out. Oh, and taxes, tax deductible donations, might I ask. And they're always in need of food. And winter's coming, so they're going to need blankets and heaters and generators and all that kind of good stuff. So tax-deductible donations via Higher Learning Network to help them get prepared for the winter and also to feed them. Thank you for your donations and keep them coming in because we go over there every Thursday, Thankful Thursday. And we haven't been to the food pantry in going on 3 weeks now. Well, this Thursday will be the third week, so I wasn't able to get them food from the pantry, but due to your donations, I was able to get them some McDonald's and some White Castle and some all that good stuff. So, because it's no fun when you're walking around hungry. You are irritable. You are just not yourself. So thank you. Keep those donations coming in. But right now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you know what that means. It's time for you to get quiet and let us practice breathing. Why do we need to practice breathing, Zelda? Because if you love yourself, you'll take the time to do the breathing exercise that will help you in times of chaos and confusion. So we simply begin the process of this by stretching. Oh, we're yawning and just moving this morning because, you know, we slept 6-8 hours and all that fluid builds up and the organs are still in rest mode. We want to wake them up, let them know we're up this morning. And things need to be moving. We need to be agile and flexible. 88-year-old lady told me, body in motion stays in motion. So we want to stay in motion, so we just move this morning. So we begin the process by simply breathing in, hold it, and breathing out through the mouth. Okay? And from time to time, you'll hear this. And it's simply a reminder to focus because the mind will wander on your to-do list and places you got to go and people you got to call and all of that. So it's just a reminder. So we'll begin the process by simply breathing in. Hold it. And exhale. So let us breathe in faith through one nostril. That way you'll get the full effect. Hold the other nostril, blow it out. Oh, got that? All right, let's do it again. Inhale and hold your finger. Inhale deeply. That forces you to take a long, deep breath so you can feel your chest expand. Hold the other nostril, blow it out. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow it out. However you breathe, it really doesn't matter if you hold your nose or not, as long as you're breathing. That's what's important. So as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, pay me no mind, simply close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Just breathing in and breathing out. And listening to my voice, of course. And following the flow of energy that is coming from the breath as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, let's breathe in together. Hold it. And exhale. And just continue to breathe in and breathe out. Thanks for the power of the breath that will calm us in chaotic situations and circumstances where we are being attacked mentally, physically, emotionally. We simply breathe in, hold it, and we breathe out. This time, let us bring all the energy of that breath up through the body. Hold it. And we allow the energy to move down through the forehead, the face. And as we breathe out, it relaxes the energy on the shoulders. Breathe in. And rotating those shoulders, breathe out. Breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides. As we continue to breathe in. And as we breathe out, breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the breath, through the hips and the thighs and the knees. And feel free to rub on any part of your body that gives you, that calls for your attention. And sometimes it's my knees, and I give thanks for the ability to release and let go of any and everything that is not conducive to my well-being. As I breathe in, and as I breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the insteps and the heels and the toes. Wiggle those toes on the top and bottom of the feet as we breathe in. Bringing more energy back up through the feet, through the ankles and the arches and the legs and the knees as we breathe out. As we breathe in, bringing the energy of the breath back up through the legs and the thighs and the back and the buttocks and the hips as we continue to just breathe. Feel the air moving through your lungs as you have life and breath as we breathe in. Bringing the energy back up from the lower extremities, back up to the arms and the shoulders as we stretch and stretch and stretch and give thanks for the power of the breath. As we continue to breathe in, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves, thinks, and has its being in through and around us as we move and think. And breathe as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Once more, breathe in. And this time, as you breathe out, bring your head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. Slowly, slowly, slowly. You should just be getting to the back. And slowly bringing the head around to the right. Slowly. Slowly, and back around to the front. Does that feel good? Breathe in. And as you exhale, bring your head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly bring it around to the back. Slow down. And feel that stretch in the neck as you bring it over to the left-hand side and around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Inhale once more. Hold that breath. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And as you exhale, blow it out. Inhale deeply. Turning your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is on a respiratory tube of some kind. They may have tubes in their mouths and their nose. And look at you, breathing all on your own. What a blessing to be breathing on your own. As we breathe in, hold it, And blow it out. As we continue breathing in and breathing out, we give thanks for this body that does the work all on its own. We don't even have to think about breathing. We simply breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. We give thanks for the brain sending signals to the heart, liver, lung, spleen, spine, our pancreas, our kidneys, our intestines. Oh, yes, Lord, our intestines. As we breathe in, we give thanks for all the systems that are working. Digestion, assimilation, and elimination. Because, you know, some of y'all are constipated. Get you some nopalina. You'll be just fine. Just need some fiber, that's all. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And that is something that you can practice on your own in times of chaos and confusion. You simply start breathing. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. But you know what? You just keep breathing. Because as you breathe in and breathe out, you are sending signals to the body that you are just fine, just like you are. There are no problems in your immediate vicinity because your breath has calmed the brain down. You are no longer in fight or flight mode. You are in calm mode. So as you breathe in and you breathe out, you activate certain genes within the body. And one of those genes is one of my favorite. It's the happiness gene. Yes! The happiness gene. So you wonder why. Wonder why you're walking around today and you feel so good. It's because you took the time to bathe yourself inside with your breath. And that's why you feel the way you feel. And we'd like to know how you're feeling this morning. So you can post your comments on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, or Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you are looking to get updates on everything we do when we're not here, you can text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 312-383-9749 for updates. And we can include you in that information. And if you'd like to have your message here on the show, we can make that happen too. If you'd like to sponsor Monday Morning Mindfulness, it's available. Simply email me at Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. If you are wondering what we're doing when we're not here, we're producing a TV show, Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can always go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can pull that information up and you can see what's going on and what we do here on the Higher Learning Network. And we also have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. If you're not familiar with that, we had some of our students at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School. They did their first podcast last weekend. We'll show that to you later, but right now it is 7:29. It's time for our first commercial break, and we have to. We will be bringing on executive producer Naima Latif, where she is broadcasting live from Seoul, Korea, and we want to share that with you. So we will be right back after we tell you just a little about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And here, every last Saturday of the month. And if you are, if you have teens or a school or organization that you want to participate, you can have them email me. Or better yet, go to the website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and find that information there. But send a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com with your name, your age, and your talent. What is it that you like to do? And then send another 60-second clip if you want to the with you doing whatever it is that you're doing, sing, dance, act, choreography, paint, doesn't matter. Just send it to us. But here's a sample of how to do it.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We are broadcasting live from Korea. If you go to my blog, you'll see zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You will see this banner here with my sister, Naima Latif, and she is at the airport in Seoul, Korea. But right now, she's backstage, and I want to bring her in because she has our guest for the show today, and that will be some sisters from another country. So let us bring her to the podium, our very own Naima Latif. Welcome. Thank you, my sister, and my sisters in the background, live from South Korea. Thank you for joining us this morning.
With the camera here.
Yeah, it's always something. I just want to show my sisters while you're doing that. I want to show them my hat from Lesotho. I went in 1997. I have not put this hat on my head but two times, and this is the second one. I love it. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to keep it on my head during this interview. Oh, where's the – oh, there's the words. I'm looking for the words. Can you see the words right there? Oh.
Yes. I love it. I can't see her head, Naeem. We'll have her squeeze in there a little bit.
Okay, let's see.
There she is. Yes. Does it have the Lesotho on the top, too?
Yes.
Yes, I see it. Yes. I love it.
Authentic.
Now, people who are watching who don't have a clue as to where Lesotho is, would you please explain to them, Naeema? And introduce our sisters. Introduce our sisters.
Let me introduce our illustrious sisters.
Yes.
They are both educators, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself first. Pronounce your name slowly so our folks can get it right.
Very slow. Very slow, because I'm going to write it down so I can enunciate. Thank you very much. Okay, my sister.
So, name and the name of your school where you're the principal. Yes.
Okay. I am No Angelina Debese.
No Angelina Debese.
Yes.
Okay.
Debese. Debese.
Debese. No Angelina Debese. Did I get that right? Close. Not even close.
Wait.
Put it over.
Which way?
Put it over to the left.
The
there you go.
That'll,
a little
Did
more.
I? There we go. Can you see?
Hold on. I'm trying to make my screen bigger so I can see. No Angelina. Debessie. Yes, Debessie. Angelina Debessie. No Angelina Debessie. No Angelina Debessie. No Angelina Debessie. I got it. Okay. And you're the principal of what school?
Morrissey Community High School.
Okay, say that first word again.
Morrissey.
M-O-R.
Morrissey.
Okay, got it. Wonderful. I got it, Naeema. I got it.
Yeah?
Okay. And our other sister over there to your right.
All right.
Yes.
Your name is Lucy.
Yes. I am Mrs. Jamina Mukalechi.
Mrs. Jamina and
Inkalishi.
Kalishi. Inkalishi.
Yes.
Inkalishi. Oh, okay. Inkalishi.
Yes.
Mrs. Jamina Kalishi is the principal of what school?
From Rebanding High School.
Okay. Oh, high school.
Yes, Rebanding High School.
Okay. And for people who don't... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, in Lesotho.
In Lesotho. That was my question. For people who don't have a clue where Lesotho is, please inform them.
Okay. Lesotho is in South Africa. Southern Africa, yes.
Close to Joburg.
Yes.
Yes.
It is the mountainous kingdom because we have got so many mountains in Lesotho. It is very beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So you know it.
Yes, in 1997. Wow, that sounds so long ago. I had the pleasure of going to Johannesburg. If you've been there, you call it Joburg. And one of our trips was to Lesotho, and I was like, oh, okay. And I so enjoyed it immensely. It's like, let me tell you something, sisters. All of you, I was so mesmerized by the country, by the motherland. I wanted to come home and sell everything I had so I could go back and live there. That's just how touched I was from visiting the motherland. And it's something that can't be explained. You have to be there. You know you live there.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely, yes. You have to be there to feel it.
Yes, because it's a feeling. You can talk about it all day long, but until you put your set your feet in that dirt on the motherland, it's a whole nother show. It's a whole nother show. And I'm going to stop talking so I can hear my sister talk, because I'm just so excited to see you this morning. I can't think straight. Take it away, Naima.
Well, thank you for playing the commercial for AWTL. That's where we're at. We're at the ninth anniversary of the September 18th HWPL Global Peace Summit. And 9 years ago, leaders from all over the world gathered to strategize on how they could create world peace. So every year they have a summit to commemorate that time when all the leaders came together to create a strategy to take the concept of peace around the world. And the organization HWPL stands for Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. And it was started by Chairman Man E. Lee, who is a war veteran of the Korean War, and he was so horrified at the devastation of that war that he decided to work to change the world and create a world where there would be no more war. And so this is a monumental endeavor, and we're excited because we have seen people from all over the world who are committed to this idea. And one of the things that's very powerful is the new program that Chairman Man E. Lee is instituting around the world in the field of education. It's called Peace Education, in which we teach young people principles of peace, how to respect each other, how to respect their elders, how to respect the environment, and how to live a life that brings peace. And it's a concept, it's a program that has been shared in many countries around the world. So there are many educators here, heads of schools, people who are making significant decisions about education. They have gathered here. They've had a number of meetings to basically strategize on how to spread this throughout their countries and throughout their school systems so that it can be a way of life for children who are learning in these school systems, and they will create a world where people can live together in peace.
Very simple. But
so these sisters here who are principals of school, they are part of the major piece of the puzzle in bringing peace education to their school and incorporating it as a learning system and helping to shape the next generation of leaders who are going to change the way we operate, change the way we treat each other, so that we will have a society where there is respect for everyone. And that's what they've been doing all day. We've been in meetings, of course. It's in the morning there, but it's late at night here. After 9 o'clock, it's almost 10 o'clock. It's 9:43. It was, you know, we are 14 hours ahead.
Wow.
And so we have had quite a full day.
Yeah.
But it's been very inspirational, and I'm grateful that we've had a chance to connect with Chicago and the world, because the world needs to know that this is happening and people are making a difference.
Yes. And that difference begins with each person, each one, teach one. If we wait on others, it will never happen.
Right.
So that's why we are putting our best foot forward to make it happen. Do they know, do our sisters at the Peace Summit know about our podcasting class? Just curious.
Well, I have been mentioning it.
Okay.
We are teaching young people at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School the art of podcasting, because this is now international radio. You can talk to the world now. And so we're giving them the skills. We're every Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We go live with a podcast with our 7th and 8th grade students there, and they're very articulate and very enthusiastic, and they discuss things from their point of view, and they talk about things like school bullying and you know, should we even think of a different way of providing education so that rather than them competing with each other and causing conflict, what if they just helped each other so that everybody succeeded? And that really makes a lot of sense as well. So every Wednesday, we'll get an opportunity to let them express their thoughts. Because we need to hear from them so that we understand how they think.
Yes.
And this Wednesday, there's a sister that I met that has agreed to get up at 4 a.m. so she can be live on our 2 o'clock podcast with our students.
Yeah, we are very grateful for her. 2 yeah. o'clock in the morning, I'm in the REM zone, so I don't know. But that is wonderful. We are honored to be of service to this next generation because they're the ones that's going to be here making their mark when we leave the planet, when we transcend. So,
We may want to even get an understanding of what kind of experience, because you are both the high school principals, right? What are some of the things that what are some of the challenges that high school students in Lesotho have? We know that here in America, they worry a lot about violence because America is a country where guns flow freely, which is so destructive, but it creates so much danger for young people. What are some of the things that the students have to worry about there?
Okay, in Lesotho, the fact that we are teaching in rural areas, we have such learners who copy the elders. So we have the elders who fight over the traditional songs. That's the challenge. So these learners will want revenge if it happens that one brother was killed by another brother in school. Yes, that one will feel like revenging. So that's the challenge that we have in our rural schools. Because we have such traditional songs which lead people to be divided because they have different groups. And one group will be supporting one singer and the other group will be supporting the other singer. The traditional song, especially for the boys. So we have such groups. That is the challenge that we have in Lesotho schools, especially in rural areas. So we have to fight against that through peace education. So we have introduced this peace education in schools so that we can neutralize the situation because the foundation is very important. You see, these fights are between the elders. But these learners will try to support their brothers and sisters so they'll join the fight. So we have to work very hard in schools through peace education and try to make them aware that the conflict can be solved through dialogue, not through the fight, like the elders were doing. So we're working very hard to try to neutralize the situation and to try to build the culture of peace, especially from the foundation in school. Mm. That is what we are doing. That's the challenge that we have. Mm. The traditional songs in the Lesotho create a very huge problem for us.
Mm.
Also, this issue of the numbers, what can we call it? The numbers. Tattooing. Yes, the tattooing. And the gangsterism, yes. We call it numbers in Lesotho. So we also have that challenge in school because we have a group of boys and girls who will be unique in that they will be engaged in criminal activities. And they are proud of that. They even put tattoos in them just anyway. and they have a special dress code. So these young ones in schools will copy them, even not aware of what we mean. Yes, they think you are being stylish if you have a tattoo, not knowing what it means.
Ooh.
Because they have different meanings, those tattoos. So we have to work very hard in schools so that we train them about those tattoos and the numbers the such groups have. So it's a bit troubling. Those are the challenges that we have.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is rural, the rural schools and
urban schools too.
And urban schools also.
Yes. This one is number.
So okay. The number is kind of like a gang kind of thing.
And it affects them. It affects for learners that have engaged in such groups are very, very difficult to work with.
Oh.
They are not respecting elders. They are not controllable. And they are very violent.
Yes.
They can even stab teachers with knives. Mm. They are very dangerous. So it's a serious challenge in our country. In any way, in as much as we have introduced this education in our school, the government is also helping us. It's doing a lot through the armed forces in the country. The commander of soldiers, right, took it to their hands, and they have introduced a program in trying to bring peace in the country and scare children from all this. And then they it's like we have a collective effort, not only school,
but
for the peace of the country. So even soldiers are involved, police are involved, and so the whole country is putting hands together to relieve the country of this conflict that may end up destroying everything in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here because we came here to gather ideas from other countries, learn a lot, and then go back home to practice that.
Mm.
And help and rescue our country from learners that are learning bad things out there while we are teaching good things in the school. But they bringing all this to the school, and that is their step.
Mm.
We have a lot of work to do in front of us. It is teaching the syllabus on this side, and on the other side, trying to sow the seed of peace so that save the world.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Powerful.
Save the world. Mm. I have a question, because we know that in America, one of the biggest issues we have are the broken families, the broken homes, and children who are growing up with maybe only one parent in the household, and sometimes there's poverty, and children might be homeless, you know, if a parent gets put out of their home because they can't pay the rent. So a lot of these homeless youth are the ones that create disturbances.
Mm.
Like disrespectful, they're angry, they're violent, and we're trying to figure out how do we keep the family together, or how do we get other adults involved in their lives so that they can get proper guidance against the violence.
Yes.
So what are some of the reasons that you think that young people, when you say they're imitating adult behavior, but what caused the adults to turn violent? Is it long-standing feuds between families? What is it?
You call it, the issue of blankets. They fight about the blankets. We call them blankets.
Wow.
Yes. The cause of these fights in rural areas, like you said, is this for music. So these different groups have different blankets.
Mm.
Yes, one group will be putting on the yellow blanket. The other group will be putting on the black blanket, maybe. They are different. So I think the major cause is that.
Ah.
So if you support the yellow blanket, target, then you are the stranger or you are the enemy. Yes. So this learner, we got many offers from the five of us. So if the child saw his father being killed in front of him, yes, that child is going to have anger issues. So he will feel like revenging. And in our schools, we have such offers. We have childhood families. We have the needy learners just because the parents ran away from those paths. Yes, that is the challenge that we have in our schools. So the main difference is the fact that the parents were killed. So they want hope to end their parents' death. That is the major cause. And in our schools, we have such they are full of anger. They want revenge most of the time. So we shall see with their attitudes, their behavior. Yes, they are rebellious. They are not controllable. Yes, we have such learners. Yes.
I wanted to add
what just mentioned, that they are revenging, and the result of this revenge hits the school because they have become vulnerable due to raising themselves in Hamilton and because of the killings of the parents and other members of the family. So we have many child-headed families. So they become victims in these actions. For they will be the first ones to be attracted by this group of people, the blanket people.
Yeah.
We call them people. Masotho are well known for wearing blankets.
Yes.
So they have taken the blanket that we honor to divide them. The Sotho singers, the artists. The artists are the ones that have. So the poor learners that we have are the most vulnerable. Because sometimes they are promised some cash to join the group. Then they are of the group. And as a result, they disturb the school. They disturb, their learning is disturbed because they are looking for money. We saw which we could have maybe, I don't know what, funding for poor learners so that we take them out of this dangerous groups. But you know our country, you know the poverty level in our country, it's so bad that it affects us in school badly. So kids' education is the only way out that is going to help us
Yes, to provide evidence. In my school, I think 70% of the learners that we have are orphans.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of them are just needy. Some of them are abandoned because of poverty, because the parents go to South Africa to work and they may. So they leave the children alone in support of one another.
Wow.
So in such cases where there's no parent support, it means they are raising themselves. So as teachers, we have to work very hard to support such children. When we realize that they are not attending well, or maybe one of the learners has taken a very long time not coming to school, we have to make follow-up. We have to ensure, because we're acting as parents. We are teachers and they're real parents. Yes. It becomes very difficult because we play all the roles. And we're telling the truth. We have such learners who are raising themselves. And every child needs to be groomed. So in such cases where there's no parent, we have to think otherwise when we have to rebuke such a child. Yes, because we shall have to think twice. What is happening with this child? Do you have food at home? What happened yesterday? That is how we do it. And also try to find support from the social development so that maybe they can sponsor their studies. That is how we
try to work. And we even involve all the stakeholders. Because if there are cases, okay, I also remember that I had a case of a graduate learner, 15 years old, who was left with the baby of 2 years, a 2 years baby. Yeah, 2 years, yes. The parents went to South Africa. So we had to report the case to the police station because the child was abused. You see the challenge that we are facing in our school. Yes. But this dissertation, it helps us a lot because we are being trained. We are being trained by the NGOs, all the stakeholders. Yes, they usually give us training so that we know how to work with such learners. Mm-hmm. And we have also introduced it to our learners, this dissertation, through AWPL. We have introduced it to our learners so that they feel a need to support one another. It is their responsibility. Mm-hmm. That is why they will report that so-and-so was there, did not come to school because, yes, they support one another in school.
Mm-hmm. Another thing. Another thing that peace education has helped our learners with after we introduced it, they accept each other, they understand each other, they also show love by maybe sharing clothes, sharing toiletries. They share everything they have because they understand we are all broke. If I have two, let's give an example of toilet paper rolls, right? One has two, the other doesn't have two, they share. They use it together. We have a lot of experiences that we can share with you.
Wonderful. We want to hear those experiences. So,
what I can say is that it's not easy for us. Not at all.
Yes.
It's a great problem because we need finances for understanding. Yes, but sometimes we just decide to leave them alone, not paying school fees because there's nothing we can do. And we need finances to run the school. It becomes very difficult. But there's nothing we can do. And that goes away.
That is why our schools are
small. And that goes into our pockets.
Yes.
And sometimes we take our children's money to run the school business. That is the problem we have.
In trying to help
the poor.
Mm.
Yes.
In trying to take them out of the groups that are driving them. So we buy an extra mile.
Wow, that's dedicated.
The learners. We have better leaders of tomorrow.
Yes.
AWPL is doing a big work. Great job.
Yes. We have to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the sacrifices that women like this make, you know, when you come out of your own pocket sometimes to help people and help the children who are struggling, the learners, those who are going through difficult times. And we have some of those same situations here in America where people sacrifice a lot, and, you know, sometimes they have to go the extra mile and be that parent that isn't there in the home.
I heard her say, wow, she didn't know that. Wow,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure teachers watching is going, oh, wow,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So back in a few moments, and of course, for those who are listening and watching, we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. We've got two outstanding educators from Lesotho, South Africa, live here at the HWPL Global Peace Summit in South Korea.
And we'll be right back, so you stay close. Call somebody, text somebody, let them know that we're on with you.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and thank you for joining us on our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. This is the project that we have adopted here in the States to help the homeless, feed and clothe the homeless here at Tent City, which is the location where we go. And you will see here on the computer the address instagram.com hln.homeless.project. We thank you for sending in those donations. Please keep them coming because they always need food, and winter is coming here in Chicago, and it is not going to be a pretty picture. So you can send those Cash App donations to Cash App, Zelda Speaks 2, or you can Zell me. And you can also go to higherlearningnetwork.org to get more information there and how you too can be a participant in helping people not freeze to death here in the city of Chicago while we are broadcasting live from Seoul, Korea. And we have with us, coming back to the stage, is our very own executive producer, Naima Latif, and live from Seoul, Korea. Thank you for joining us back here, Naima. Where did our sisters go?
Oh, they're right here.
Oh, okay. It's funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's just different how in different countries that we call things like in London, I know they call French fries chips. Well, in Lesotho, they call jackets blankets. Wow, what a learning experience. Thank you for sharing that this
I'm
morning.
I'm glad you clarified that because in my mind I was thinking blankets, so we're talking about jackets.
Yes.
I'm glad you said something. Now I know.
Yeah. I'm like, why are they walking around with blankets on? I said, well, if they don't have jackets, blankets will do, right?
But I do remember a few years ago
ago, we were having a battle, I guess, with those two gangs, the Crips and the Bloods. They were talking about the, you know, the jackets and
yes.
So we had that same kind of issue where people were fighting over what colors you wear and killing each other over
yes.
colors.
Yes.
What is that? We have the same issue. And now people, you know, killing themselves over blankets.
Right, blankets. And you don't even own the design, the manufacturer. You possess none of that. So why are you fighting over something that you don't even possess? You can't control it.
I know. I think here the colors was it red versus black or something like that? If you had on red, then you were one gang. If you had on black, another.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So tell us some of the challenges that you have dealt with, especially with young people who you've taught education. How then do they come out of that behavior if it's still all around them, with some of their friends still misbehaving, maybe parents still absent or violent? How do you help the children transform themselves in spite of that?
That is basically what we are doing with this piece of education. We are trying to make them do some drama. When they dramatize something, that's the best way of learning. I see as members. Remember that concept. I see as members. So in watching dramas that others are doing, portray bad things and how to get out of such bad activities, then that's how they become slowly transforming from being bad learners to good.
Mm.
But you can see how taxing this is to us. Because we have to go, like we said, an extra mile. We have to go take our monies in time, maybe to appease them so that they understand what we want them to do. That will be best for their future.
Mm.
That's one thing I can share. May will add on that when then we will.
So you think, I guess, theater, the arts, drama, you know, play.
Motivational speakers.
That's good. That's
okay. Another strategy that we use is that in our schools we have the different portfolios. So we have the learners who will be responsible for peace and prosperity. Yes, some learners will be in the portfolio of education, others portfolio of finance, and other portfolios. So they take responsibility. You may find that a learner with in charge of peace and prosperity is very helpful. When he realizes that there are some conflicts between some learners, he acts quickly because he's working with the teachers and the administration. That is how we do it. The Minister of Finance, maybe he realizes that so-and-so is in need of something, because you may find that sometimes the uniforms are torn. So such a learner who is responsible in that portfolio of finance will come to the teacher, and then the teacher sometimes will raise funds and buy a pair of trousers for such a learner. Sometimes you may find that such learners who are vulnerable are the brilliant learners, in that we even sometimes take them to competition, they represent the school. So it is a kind of motivation, because we make sure that we contribute for that learner to take her to the competition in order to motivate that learner. So that way, we become successful. That is why we support them from our pockets. In schools, we also have teachers who are responsible for maybe the welfare of the learner. So if one learner realizes that such a student has a problem with something, yes, that learner will tell the teacher, and the teacher will contact the learner and try to provide assistance accordingly.
Let me share my experience.
Oh,
yes. I remember one learner who is very brilliant, the one that we took to the competition, yes, two weeks back. That learner was even ashamed to tell us that he hasn't had a test, but he had to go with others keeping proper uniform. So I had to go deeper with that learner and interviewed him intelligently, because they are not able to disclose, besides the boy. So I had to take him separately and then discuss some issues in a way that he couldn't realize that I was interviewing him. So we have to pay for him for that trip, yes, to the competition. We also bought the new pair of trousers. And he was very excited. He managed to attend the competition.
I just wanted to share the experience in my school regarding what she has just told us. Every end of the year in my school, the last grade in Lesotho is grade 11 learners. Those that are now leaving high school or secondary education to tertiary. We started a project after the introduction of physics teaching in our school, whereby every learner needs a school uniform for the poor ones in the next year. So that has changed the mood. That has even made our learners understand that we have to give now the issue of love. The principle of love and care. So they are giving their uniforms to the teacher responsible for social welfare for the welfare of the learner. And then in the beginning of the year or during the course of the time of their learning, when one is short of a shirt, a trouser, or a pair of shoes, we go straight to the office and then get such items. We also had the same many cases with learners that are brilliant but that cannot afford anything. We had a case of a learner who was so good in writing English compositions, essays and so on, and then he developed research skills. That learner entered the SADAC, African countries competition as a competition on different topics, right? He was writing or something in relation to environment. You know that Lem won for the country. Position one in the country. And for the country position, three in the region.
Wow.
And he got himself a poor level. That we had to collect bits and pieces to make him a presentable letter. He managed to win himself $500.
Wow.
$500. And that started changing his life. You know what he did? Because we have instilled in them love, sharing and all that. He offered $100 the poor learners group. We have different groups in my school. We even have a group of learners with disabilities.
Yes.
We have girls with health problems. We have girls with serious health problems.
Oh, wow.
And then other groups. He offered $100 to one of the groups.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
We have challenges, but at the same time we are giving you solutions to the challenges that we have.
That's and you know there's such a difference between students that will make fun of someone because they don't have proper clothes. Because that's what young people have learned how to do. They learn how to ridicule someone and make them feel bad.
Yeah.
What do they learn how to share? What if they learn how to help someone, or they have extra clothes they can give, or money to give? What if they learn that instead of looking down on someone?
Yep.
So that's what peace education is all about. Teaching love, teaching sharing.
Yeah.
teaching that your fellow classmate is your brother or sister.
Zelda Ada.
Yes. Hey. So Zelda, do you think that's something that we can introduce to the school system in America? Certainly in Chicago, we've had major problems with young people. There's a lot of homeless young people.
Yes.
Like the young man, they don't tell you that they are homeless.
No.
They don't hide it. They might sleep on a friend's couch for a while, or sleep outside. Even find places where they can shower or change clothes. But they don't really have clothes to change. Sometimes is why they get made fun of. But we have a lot of those same issues, and we have to be able to teach young people not to laugh at someone who
is.
So what are some of the things that you say to young people as part of that peace education, which helps to sensitize them so that they don't make fun of someone who doesn't have money, their clothes are raggedy, or maybe sometimes they can't clean themselves and have good hygiene because they don't have a good place to stay? How do you teach other children to be sensitive to them and not laugh at them?
We have in our school life skills. Yes, we have life skills. And it's from the life skill classes that we have incorporated peace education. And then in the life skill classes or lessons, that is where they learn how to approach others whenever they have problems, so that you do not embarrass another person. If a student finds it hard to approach that, the learner straight, they go to the teacher. Madam, please be aware of this and that. Mm-hmm. And then can we help so and so? That is how we do it in our school.
Mm.
Life has helped us a lot. It has helped us a lot. Life has helped us a lot.
Do we have anything like that in our school? Life skills, and they're taught, ethical principles, things like how
it's life skill-based sexual education.
Huh?
So it goes into, it's a curriculum that goes, it's a act, not a syllabi, that goes deep into how a learner can perform that. So it goes against drug abuse, it goes against ill health, unhealthy relations, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
It goes with how best one can behave for the good of one's life.
Mm.
So in that way, they learn in different ways how to deal with different. So that is why it's not easy for them to approach each other whenever there's something bad. Okay?
Yeah.
In one school, if I may share this, learners realize there's a group of boys and girls that are engaged in drugs. They would go to classes for the first 4 periods of the normal timetable, and then after the break, once break comes, they no longer go into classes. They are hiding in the cave doing their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the students themselves decided to take it in their hands and said, no, we're not going to report this to the principal. We'll take those people to the principal, we'll drive them there, we'll just push them and tell the principal. This one always miss after break lessons, they go to do their daha and what. Then we have brought them. They approach the learners, they try to talk to them, hey, advise them to stop doing this. When they couldn't do it, then they do it wrong. They did it wrong.
Mm.
It was wrong in that school. And
friends.
Because that's who they're going to listen to, not us.
That's right.
It is the
right
way of introducing peaceful school model in this group. From upper school in that program, that is where we have portfolios. We just, the learners like minister.
Yes.
There's a minister of food and
sovereignty.
There's a minister of agriculture. There's a minister of peace. There's a minister of education. All these learners are the ones that are like the right hand of the
leaders.
And so, yes, we give them positions and then they are recognized, but they have limits. They have limits. They know they don't have to cross the certain line.
Right.
They are still learners, not teachers.
They still responsibility.
Yes.
Through those portfolios.
So, how did you select certain students for?
They don't campaign. They campaign for the position. Yes. So we have the election. Yes. We follow the procedures that are followed by the country.
Yeah.
When we choose the parliamentarians.
Yes.
That is exactly what we do. So we teach them responsibility. That is why I said the Minister of Peace will consult us and tell us that each has so and so is a problem with this.
Oh.
The Minister of Finance is responsible for the finances. Like that, we are teaching them responsibility from the lower level. That is how we do it. Yes, we have different portfolios in schools. That is why they are responsible.
So what if we tell the propose that message, giving young people the responsibility, just like government officials have, you are elected to be responsible for what happens in your school, and you're responsible for this area, you're responsible for that area, and have them just like we said, have an election where you run for a position that you think you're good at, and so they learn how to be responsible. They learn how to manage a community because that's what leadership is. So I think that's a brilliant idea.
Because I don't think, I'm not 100% sure, but I've never heard it being taught at public school.
No, not where you make them responsible for actual real life things.
Right.
And that's what's missing is them feeling. Yes, we got a copy in front of you. We're borrowing from yours.
Yes, we need that. We need it sorely. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're on this side of the planet or that side of the planet. The issues are still the same. And we're the ones that's in control of it. We just don't know it. So I think the sisters here, they know it. That's why everybody's convening at this peace conference. So thank you for having the insight and the intelligence to do this kind of work, because it takes courage and it takes commitment. And you've got that. So I salute you, my sisters. Yes. My Lesotho sisters. You see, I'm trying to mimic your accent, right? I know it's not working for you.
All this we need to take after the break.
Yeah, and for those who are on the switchboard, if you're watching online, you want to comment, you can do that by posting your comments on our YouTube channel on Higher Learning TV Show and on our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. One of the things that really stands out for me during this HWPL conference is that you get a chance to experience cultures that you may not get a chance to experience here or anywhere else, because it's a community, it's a collective. And with that being said, it is time for us to collect our consciousness so that we can take our last break of the day. And we'll be right back. And you stay close for more of the HWPL Global Peace Summit taking place
in Seoul, Korea, with my sisters. I'm going to try and pronounce this name now. Work with me here. On the left is Mrs. Jamina Inkalachi.
Yeah.
All right, all right. From Ribbon, I can't read my own handwriting. The name of the high school again is Ribbon.
Yeah.
Can't understand my own handwriting. Okay. And the sister on the right, sister principal, is No Angelina Debache.
Yes.
See, because I got my Lesotho hat on. It helps me, you know. So stay close. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
With the last final half hour of the HWPL Global Peace Summit taking place live in Seoul, Korea, with our executive producer of the Female Solution and producer of the On Air Everywhere Network.com. So you be sure and check that out, and I will pull that up there for you in just a moment here. And Naima, maybe you can tell us a little bit, for those who may have just joined us, exactly what is the HWPL Peace Summit? I mean, it says it, but...
Well, HWPL...
Hello? Yes, this is
HWPL
HCPL stands for Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. And it is a global peace organization founded by Chairman Man Healy, who is a veteran of the Korean War, and I believe that was in the 1950s. He is now 93 years old.
Wow.
He started this organization in 2013, I believe. He started gathering religious leaders. As the foundation was that if all of the people of faith have some type of a foundation where they believe in a higher being, and they believe in some aspect that love is a reflection of the divine energy of creation. Somewhere in their teachings, whatever it is, they do have that foundation. So his reasoning that if we can start with where we have a common belief, and if the religious leaders, if the spiritual leaders can come together and have dialogues about their commonalities, maybe they can help the rest of the world actually live according to those higher spiritual principles. And so, I believe in 2014, he gathered the religious leaders together, and it was called the World Alliance of Religions for Peace. And they created various documents that they want to turn into policies that all the nations of the world would agree to follow. And he gathered the legal experts around the world, and they created a document called the Declaration of Peace, Cessation of War, the DCPW, DPCW, Declaration of Peace, Cessation of War, which he has been traveling to countries around the world, meeting with leaders, talking to the United Nations, trying to get the policy of correct treatment of our fellow beings as part of the law, international law that we can all agree to. And some of those principles that are outlined in the document would really address a lot of the issues that we're facing, certain things like making sure that we are fair to our neighbors that need things rather than withholding resources. If you know that your neighbor needs water, if you know that they need food, if you know that they are struggling with the absence of things and you have an abundance, then you share and you don't go and take from your neighbor something that is theirs. You talk about it, you peacefully agree to share, as opposed to military conquest going to take other people's things. So he had this document created, and the idea is that if all of the leaders in the world, if all of the governments can agree to some basic principles of compassion for each other, of sharing of resources, of putting away weapons and armaments and turning, as the Bible says, turn our spears into plowshares and pruning hooks, you know, farming equipment. So instead of us making money from death, we can make money to enhance life. And so every year since that time, they've celebrated the anniversary of that beginning of declaring world peace and working for world peace. And we've created various branches of the organization. There's the Women's Peace Group, the YWCG, the Youth Peace Group, and basically with each group, they have their own aspect of promoting peace. And then, oh, there we are. Okay, the mountains, we love the mountains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Now, I feel so much higher.
I missed that. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, the sacred mountain. That's what the hat represents. That's why it's shaped that way. So you thought it was just a cute hat, didn't you?
Yeah. Let me tell you about the hut. I stayed in a hut in South Africa, and at the time I was diabetic and didn't know it, so I always had to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Living in a hut, I did not know that it did not have heat, because that was my first experience in South Africa. So I'm getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thinking there's a bathroom in the room that I am. No, baby, the bathroom is out the door, down the hall, down the way. So that kind of threw me for a loop, because America makes you lazy. It makes you, you know, you're used to convenience. There was no convenience at 2 o'clock in the morning. You got to tiptoe out there in the cold and grab you a blanket, a real blanket, and put it on so that you can go and use the what they call it, the latrine. Use the latrine and then get back in my room with, did it have a heater? I don't remember. I just know I was cold. But yeah, I was all up in nature, and I was loving it. I was cold, but I was loving it. So I it's an experience. Yeah, yeah. I stayed in the bush because my host asked me if I wanted to stay at a hotel or if I wanted to stay with the locals. I said, I want to stay with the locals because I want to see how they live. So I had one night and I was good to go. I went back to the hotel the next day. But I did have the experience, and I appreciated it, because not everybody has the luxury of heat and a toilet in the same room.
And we love you for that.
And thank
you.
Yeah, I'm a real sister, all right. Yeah, because I was real cold and real what's the word I'm looking for? Not angry, but not disappointed, but a little agitated. But I got over it. I got over it because I lived on a farm in the South, and we didn't have a bathroom there either. So, you know, it was nothing new. But it's an experience that every person on this planet, not black, white, green, tiny, none of that, every person who has breath in their body needs to visit the motherland. Because my sisters, I'm coming one day. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how. I just know that it will happen, and I'm okay with it. And I look forward to it, because it's a life-changing experience. You see things differently. Because the first time I got to Joburg and I saw a lady with the baby on her back, and I'm thinking to myself, excuse me, this is the American mindset. I'm thinking to myself, oh, poor thing, she's so poor, she has to carry a baby on her back. But little did I know, not having birthed children, that there's a connection with that baby on your back as you're going about taking care of the business of the day. And the fact that she was not dressed American style, she had on her cultural clothing, whatever that was, I don't remember the colors. And the thought occurred to myself in one ear, oh, you poor, poor thing. And then the other thought occurred in the other ear and says, well, at least she knows what tribe she's from.
Yeah.
This is the conversation going on in my head. At least she know where she's from. You don't have a clue. You're in America, in a place that does not respect you or honor you as a female or as a human being, period. So I felt at home. I'm telling you, I want to sell everything I had and move there, but I had a job and I had a career and all that kind of stuff, so it's like, okay, so I'll just save my money and then I'll go back. And I went back. I went to East Africa, Kenya, but I've never been to West Africa, so everybody's telling me you got to go to West Africa. I want to go where my sisters know me. That's where I want to go. So what is the name of the town that you live in Lesotho?
We are from different towns.
Oh,
Okay.
I am from Mohali Group. One goes towards the end of the country when you look at the map, towards the south, the southern part of the country.
Okay, I am going to
Mohali. So we have in Murifu, first point, there's the highest, lowest point. Yes, there's the confluence in Murifu. That is the highest, lowest point in southern Africa. That's where I come from.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm pulling it up here on the map.
Yes, pull it.
Yes. I went to Durban, too. I see Durban is way over there. Oh, wow.
Yes, pull Lesotho so we can identify where we are.
Okay, there's Lesotho.
Yes. Go. That is the cooking. You can see that one.
Right. Yeah, that was something I learned, too, how they speak with the tongue. They were saying a lot of...
Yes. There is A2 on the map. Can you see where A2 is?
Right here, Roma.
Down.
Go down.
Yes,
A2.
This is
A2. This is A2 right here.
About cooting.
Right here.
Yes. That's cooting. That's my hometown. And then go a bit up,
Zastron. Zastron. Begins with the letter Z right here? No?
Zastron is outside the country. I'm not sure if it's left to her or... Yeah. Kuting, that's sex free.
Right here?
Sex fruit. Can you see sex fruit? Kuting, go up. Go a bit up. Not far from Kuting.
Oh, right, like here?
Yes. No.
No.
Go up front so that I show you. That is set up here. Click there.
Right here?
Click yes.
Mohali.
That is Mohali's Hook.
Oh, Mohali's Hook. Okay.
And if you put track towards the border, then you will see Maurice. Track towards the border. Closer to, yes. Like you're going to set straight. No. Yes. You see
that
fruit?
Spell that. Oh, yeah. I see it right there.
Yes. Yeah. Closer to that when you get into the country. That will be... So somewhere there you will see Murifu. Yes. The highest, lowest point.
Okay.
Yes. And then, marketing. That is where she's staying. Marketing is near Vefna. You can see the water gate, Vefna. Up, go up.
Up.
Towards the tail. Go ahead. Can you see Vefna? Vefna.
I'm trying to bring it down.
Right
here?
Then up, go up. No, that is Mateo. Go, come down. Down a bit.
Marketing is in between
Mohali Souk and Mateo.
Okay.
But you could forget Vefna. Yes, there was Vefna sometime, and then Marketing is around that area.
So both of those rural areas?
We have town. Rural areas. So, we have just the four villages. So, our schools are in the rural areas of the district.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And this one is sixth grade.
So, how do your students, how do they get to the school? Do they walk? Is it public transportation?
Yeah, well, they walk.
I walk to school. How many miles?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So many kilometers from school. And I'm not traveling.
so they give a whole new meaning to, let me tell you about the time when I was a kid, I had to walk to school, huh?
Right. It might have been a mile.
Right. And they, yeah, they might be walking 2-3 miles. How was the water in the area? Because we always see videos of where people are coming over and making water wells for the urban areas. How's the water in that area?
No, we are struggling with water, honestly. We are struggling. We depend on tank water. If it doesn't, the rain doesn't fall, that is the problem for me in my school.
Okay.
You know, well, we had just a borehole, you know. But it's no longer giving us enough water. So we are really depending on tank water.
Oh. Okay, in my school we have no problem with that.
Wow, we get back up.
Really?
Remember, my school is in the mountains.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah. We have no problem with water. Yeah, we can look at the
Yes.
The water has a different taste than the mountains?
Really?
Yes.
So what about plumbing and things like that? Infrastructure. What are some of the things?
Okay, we only have the platform. We don't have the platform. We don't have the office. We only have platforms, and some of the platforms are used as the office and the platform. That's the only problem that we have. Mm.
Can you repeat what she said, Naima?
But she was saying when the schools, you know, some of the classrooms have to also be used as offices. As well.
Oh.
So, but having enough space for everything, you know, that might be a challenge that they have.
But in the case of water, we have plenty of
fresh water.
We have no problem. And
okay.
Fresh water
that's
water.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
When my school is different, there's no. The place is dry. We have big rivers, the Mahalem River around, but we are far away from the water sources.
So it's tank water?
No, water sources. Tank water, and sometimes, you know, it gives us problems. Sometimes learners get sick from the water.
Like lead poisoning?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because I don't know. What are tanks made out of? Are they made out of?
There's also tanks. There's a hard plastic tank.
Oh.
Yes, the tanks, yeah. They are like,
Now, we only have, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you say something?
No, unclean water matters for the peace of the learners because they become sick and then they do not come to classes. That affects their mental health.
Right. You
know
when you have, you know, internal problems because of sickness.
Yeah.
You
can't
concentrate on anything.
Yeah. Right. You can't concentrate.
Right.
So how long is the summit going on, Naima?
Until Thursday.
Until Thursday.
So we'll be here until Thursday. So Wednesday, on my Wednesday show, I'll be talking to a gentleman from Senegal. He's a journalist. And we were in a session earlier today talking about how we can all use our media sources to change the way news is reported. Like we've been talking about all the time, why don't we use more positive news? Why don't we share the good stories about each other? So we're forming a global network of journalists who are committed to that. And when they, you know, they'll send us their good news stories, we'll send them our good news stories. So instead of everybody hearing about the crime and the violence that everybody's doing and making everybody afraid of everybody, we'll show how doing good deeds like these, doing the work in the schools and helping students to learn how to help each other, those kinds of things, so that people have hope as opposed to fear.
Right.
We'll be on talking about that on my show on Wednesday, and you'll be sitting here at 9 o'clock at night.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. You'll get used to it. You'll be okay. Then you'll come back home and then you want to sleep a day because you got jet lag.
Right. Yes. It's been a challenge. But I'm really excited because, like you said, we're meeting people from all over the world. And I was surprised to see my first peace conference, I think it was back in 2017. I was shocked that the rest of the world doesn't know this. Well, at least America doesn't know this is going on.
America knows. Having worked in the media, we know that America knows. It's just that the platforms, the news channels that they use to disseminate this information, it's not on there because they don't want peace. They want war because there's money in war. Deborah Smith, our Saturday, every third Saturday host, says, Grand Rising Sisters, thank you so much for all your sharing. Let's continue to learn love and peace. Yes, my sister. Thank you, Deborah Smith. Deborah is one of our hosts here on The Female Solution, and she donates regularly to our homeless project, where we have, I think I talked about it, did I not, Naima?
Yeah, you mentioned the homeless project.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the things that we want to empathize, want to help young people empathize with others, like you all are doing, you know, showing them how they can help each other. And that's really what will make a difference.
Let's get a call before we get out of here. 312-882, you are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself.
Wait on y'all, Shalom, Grand Rising. As-salamu alaykum.
Grand Rising.
Yes. This is Minister Plump from Chicago, Illinois. I just wanted Sister Naima, ma'am, to know that we have officially launched the Million Man March in Chicago, and that is something that is a need. And we continue to promote peace, love, unity, marketing, people. And that's the latest and the greatest as the Harold Washington Foundation presents. Everybody can help stop the violence, robbers, stealing, and killing. And everybody can help save the children.
Amen, because the children are what needs saving. We got about 2 minutes here. We got to play the ending. You want to give us some contact information, Naima?
We've come to the end of our
show
today.
And, of course, follow all our
every show
on
the archive
and
at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows.
That's the thing here. We are one.
Frankie Beverly May said it best. We are one. And you are the one that I'm grateful for this morning. And I want to keep you updated on all of the information that we shared here today and more. So you can always go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. I know I talk a little fast, so I'll say it again. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And you'll see information for today's show. And there are my sisters on the page right there. Yes, they are. As we do our final closing.
Danke. Poland. John, could you? France.
Don't go anywhere yet.
Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Merci. Nigeria. Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Hope to see you soon. Thank you so very much for being here with us on Monday Morning Mindfulness. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan, Self-Sale Care, from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will see you, Naima, on Wednesday as I leave you with the Female Solution Roundup for the show for this week. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next edition of the Female Solution Radio TV show. And thank you so much for sharing this with somebody, because everybody needs to know it. Thank you so much. Make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing. Oh, what a great show. And we're just waiting on the promo to pull up here. Come on, Naima. There you go.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's all, folks. Thank you so much for joining us.